because Gemara reversed it. So, that means that's according to everybody. Lo b'chilev shal gabi akivo. So, we have a special zersakosu. The answer is, according to the second lotion, so when Rabbi Shmuel darshins, lo b'chilev shal gabi akivo, he has reference to the greater curvature, the chilev that is in the greater curvature. But the chilev that is in the smaller curvature, that even Rabbi Shmuel is beida that is mutar. Now the question arises, why? Monefchech. Does it darshin the haloche? Does it darshin the haloche of? Does it darshin the haloche of Tesef Krum V'Nikla? Or he doesn't darshan. If he darshans the aloche of Tesef Krum V'Nikla, some emele, all the chilev, even the chilev, according to the second losh. So the second losh says, so that means in the lesser curvature, so even Rabbi Shmuel is made that it's muta. Why should Rabbi Shmuel be made that it's muta? Why should Rabbi Shmuel be made that it's muta? After all, the Rabbi Shmuel darshins a droshe of eskol achilev asher akeret lihov yechilev shal gavakevo. So even though the chilev shal gavakevo, does not have an even layer, so still it is osel. The Torah is marbet. So why does he say da'isrei kol l'tvigdishoy? According to the second washing, so we have to say that according to the second washing, so Rabbi Shmuel also darshins the droshe. Rabbi Shmuel also darshins the droshe of machilev hamechases akerev tesef kum v'nikla af kol tesef kum v'nikla. Mimele, it has to be in the form of an even layer. It has to be in the form of an even layer. So that's the reason as to why according to Rabbi Akiva, so not the chilev that is al kavat akivo, nor the chilev that is on the dakin beyond the first amoleya on the kante is also. Why? Because it's in the form of lumps, the form of lumps. So then the question arises, and that's the reason as to why the chilev in this lesser curvature in the yeser is muta, because Rabbi Shmuel also agrees with that roshe, that hekesh. Ma chilev amachases akerev tesikum v'nikra af kol tesikum v'nikra. So why does he concede that in the greater curvature it is osea? The answer is Rabbi Shmuel has a special roshe in the posik v'eskol achilev asher akerev. There are two pshatim rishayim. Some rishayim say that the ribu Rabbi Shmuel learns it out. V'hov yechilev shal karakibo, so he learns out from kol. And Rashi here says the yes, the vov yisayer. Now it doesn't make any difference whether we are marbet from kol or we are marbet from the vov yisayer. So according to the second lotion, you see, according to the first lotion in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even darshan the hekesh of machilev am chases akerev teisiv kum v'niklav. He doesn't even darshan the drosh. Doesn't even, according to the second lotion, so Rabbi Shmuel also agrees with that drosh, that normally it has to be when to come within the Issa of Kores. Within the Issa of Kores, it has to be Tesef from Veniklav. So then, if it is Tesef from Veniklav, if it has an even layer, if it's in the form of a similar Pruso, so then it comes within the Issa Chilev and there is Kores. Masheinke, the chilev that is beyond the first amoleya and the intestines. Oh, the chilev that is in the lesser curvature, so is muta, according to Rabbi Shmuel too. But since there is another drosha, v'eskolachile, asher al hakere, so there is a ribu from kolo, from the vov yisere, whatever. So the mele that is marbeli yisere, one kind of chilev, even though it doesn't conform to the characteristic of teisiv kumbenikla. Lihovi chilev shel gabakibo. This is Rabbi Shmuel. So mele. So that is marbe only the fatty portion in the greater curvature, in the keshes, not in the yiseres. But there won't be any chorus. There won't be any chorus. Even for the keshes, there won't be any chorus. Because according to the second Roshan, Rabbi Shmuel also darshens this Roshan of Tesef Kominikla. And that's the reason as to why the yiseres in the lesser curvature, the fatty portion in the lesser curvature of the kevo is muta completely. But he has another drosha of v'eskola chilev asharakere, that is marbe. What is it marbe? Lo v'chilev shel gav hakevo. Which chilev al gav hakevo? Not the yiseres, not the lesser curvature, but a greater curvature. So that is only marbe l'yiser, not l'kores. All right. So that's the second one. Kiki d'amre da'isari kolal v'liki d'shore. Keep liki d'akashi. Now this is Rashi's shita. I mean, Rashi doesn't explain it the way I said. I explained it according to the other Rashi. But Rashi explains it that even the second Rashi. So even the second Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't darshan the Rashi of Machir Ramchasas Akerev Tesim from the Nikla. So Memele, so Rashi. Rashi explained it, in other words, it's a machlekes in the mitzvahs. And that's very strange. He says, the kiplige da kashka, man di osa, sova, teizim. Um man di shore, sova, kim di mechuba bimikzas, lav teizim. In other words, so Rashi explains that it's not that the bnei bover and the bnei atzisroel Achilik is whether we can rely on Rabbi Akiva Shite or we have to be Chishish on Rabbi Shmuel Shite. In other words, according to the second version, Rashi explains, so everybody, the Bobo and the Yard Israel, are not Chishish for Rabbi Shmuel Shite. They all pass like Rabbi Akiva. But the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, so what the extent of this? So Mimele, he says, so Aisere is certainly not easy, the lesser curvature. And Dakashte, because Dakashte is more or less in the form of a plane. Akashte, the greater curvature. So Mimele, so because of that, so the Bnei Bovel hold that even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's also. Whereas the Bnei Arts Yisrael say, in the contra Bakim, it's not Osa. This is how Rashi explains it. But other Rishonim, it appears that they explain it more in the way I said before. All right. Ulhai Mishne Basre, Rashi says, Loi Misuk Me Milse Rav Nachman. Dichim Di Bakashke Le Pliga Bey. Omer Rav Nachman Di Sosim. Kolshin Da Isere Di Kule Shore. Vim Kim Main Loi Sosim. In other words, you see, because according to this Loshin, so, according to this Loshin, so the whole Machlekes is only in connection with Akashne, with the greater curvature. And if, now the question arises, now he says, Rav Hune Breda Nachman Omar, Bachimtze Sosim, Chimtze Loi Sosim. So that means that Chimtze, the Akashne, is Loi Sosim. So since the Akashne the Pridebay, so Rav Nachman says, so sin, so coached in the Isere, the Kuleshah. So we have to say that Rav Nachman now is the kame. Vochem is tabre ke is the kame. Kidam rino in mokim shino abu. Teisves is chelek. Teisves says, da isa reku laonu le pri nishore, u lahay li shne, mifore shpil tzele Rav Nachman, bin echus. In other words, because you see, Rashi assumed that when Rav Nachman said, inu meichal ochle, u lidon mister namu le isosim. So in other words, so he beat me up. So that means that Rav Nachman said that it has to be Seisim. That can only be explained according to Mishne Kame. According to Mishne Kame. Because according to Mishne Kame, so Akash the Klaumuli Pligadosya. So when is the machlinge between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva only in connection with the lesser curvature? The lesser curvature. So even though the Blibobel Achishish for Rabbi Shmuel, so they are, it's only a chumres, only in regard to nisakores, but not in regard to treves, which is not a nisakores. So we can understand. Mashiach came, according to the second loshi, so we cannot explain Rav Nachman's memre. So Rav Nachman's memre can only accord with the first loshi, not with the second loshi. But Tenisve says, no, Rav Nachman's memre can accord with the second loshi as well, but we should understand Rav Nachman's memre, not bitniyom, as Rashi understand it. Dom Rav Nachman, inu meichalochle, uldidon binechuse, afilu mistem nameli sosim. Afilu mistem nameli sosim. So what does that mean, afilu mistem nameli sosim? That means the greater curvature is mistem nameli sosim. You see, Rashi had to say that because Rashi understood Uldidon Mr. Namri Sosim beat me up. So maybe it couldn't accord with the second lotion, only the first lotion. But Teisa says that according to the second lotion, we have to understand that Binichuse. Inu Mechalochle. They eat the chilev, and they even eat which chilev? Even the chilev that is in the greater courage. That is in the greater courage. That they are to Israel. Because they passed completely like Rabbi Akiva. Keep lige the akash. Keep lige the akash. So the machlek is between the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Bovel. Is in regard to the greater curvature. So they need it. But we will be done. Not only do we refrain from eating the greater curvature, but we even refrain from eating a behemoth that has a negev in the cave and that is covered by the chelev of the greater curvature. Binechus. Will be done, Mr. Namasas. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says, so you can the Isaac Lawn with the Lishon. Keep the Akash, Kodom Ravavavavyom Ravame Mikamtin, that Mikamtin, in other words, that when you are Minaki of the Chelev, of a Behemoth, and then you come. You come in face with the chilev that is on the cable. So all you have to do is just to scrape off from the top. Because you even according to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that the chilev, the whole chilev, in other words, according to the second lotion. So the Isaac Kulalmel can be shorted. Keep looking at Akashti. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael say that all the chilev of the cable, including the chilev in the greater curvature, the outside circle. So is muter. But since the chilev that is on the outside circle, on the outside eagle, so on the greater curvature is in contact with the chilev that is in the hemses. Because I mean, you see, you have the first stomach, the keres, and then you have the bisakis, the reticulum, the second stomach, then you have the hemses, the third stomach, and then you have the cable, the fourth stomach. So, in other words, the outside, this the outside touches the chilek of the outside chilek, the surface of the greater curvature chilek is in contact with the chilek of the hemses. So, in mele, we have to scrape off from the outside, but that's all. We don't have to cut it off completely. Just on the surface, we have to scrape off because it's in contact with the chilev that is on the hemses. That is definitely osa, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the chilev that covers the hemses and the besakesis. So we come to the chilev of Rav Yana, Mishim Zok Yachod, we come to Omer Rav Avye, Havi Kamine, Kamid Rav Ami, come to. So they cut off from the surface. And the rest of the chilev of the keshes, they ate. Why? They want chishish for the shite of the Bnei Bova, who are chishish for the shite of Rabbi Shmuel. So, alekim the kamer avame kam tzevovle v'yochal. Kam tzevovle v'yochal. Shamid Rav Chanine avekoye kamid Rav Chanine. Omale kmeitz havle deichal chaz yedahave komechase. So he hesitated. Omalei bavloyat. So he said. So Rav Ami said to him. He saw that he hesitated to eat it. You see, because everybody was Me'at Yisroel, Bimarobe, and they relied completely on Rav Akiva. So Memele, they felt that it's muta to eat all the chilev that is on the table. Except that on the surface, you have to scrape off a little, because that's in contact with the chilev that is on the hemses. So, but the rest they ate. But there was one person who hesitated. So Rav Ami said to him, Bavluyat, Gum Shod, take it forward away. Avame Marovehu, Voma Mitamzi, Nikelman Matl Milo, Maida Isa, Mitnishachile Bakirev, Hakerev, Sheikhivolo, because it's in contact with the Chilev that covers the Hemses. Vehla Shah, Mikhansim Loshan, Luisachse, Midamge, Bavloyat. So Achenoagbisa, Gum, Hateich, Adikre, Kuli Vashleich, since you are from Bobel, so you shouldn't eat it. We are not Israel. We are Meikil, but you are from Bovel, so you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Sime Samadalet. In connection with the Chilev HaKeivo, Simen Samadalet Tzif Yudveis, Chilev HaKeivo Shal HaKeshes Osam Nadin Minateir. In other words, the greater curvature. So it's Osam. Vishal HaYeseh Osam Minek Shenoag Beis Hudeb Nibor. V'yei Sheimrim. So the Mechaba says, Osam Minek Shenoag Beis. Why? Because who was Nehigisa of Nibova? And since Onubos of Nibovel Triron, some Mele, we are Nehigisa. Even though the Aloche is like Rabakile, so it should be Mutea, but since the Nibovel were Nehigisa, and Onu, we are Nikra after Nibova. This man Chazal. Vyeshem Rim Shemidineos. Shemidineos. Viloche in Ein Lokal. Lokal. So the Gro explains, Chov Zayin, Chilev HaKeivo Shel HaKeshes Osam Nadin Natir, V'Shel HaYeseh Osam Miminek. Why only Miminek? שהורי והרמב״ם והר"ן והרשב"ו פוסקו דשור לגמרי. דשור לגמרי. קיבין דרבי עקיבא ורבי ישמעאל משום אבי סוף מתיר, וכהנא נמי נוהג לעתה, וכמה רבונן אוכלל, ואף אגב דבבלוי נוהג בישיה, היכד נוהג נוהג, היכד לא נוהג שור. וכוסף המגן משנה ואונו בגלילה סלולו נהגים כבני בובל לעשר. So in other words, so the Rif and the Rambam, most Rishonim, they say that since Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Mishma Beisov, Mishma Beisov, are all matir, and the only one who answers is Rabbi Shmuel, and we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Melech Misradin, it's muta. But the fact was that there was a minik in Zman of Rishonim too, to Bnei Yisrael. Not that that minig originated in a psak like Rabbi Shmuel. Like Rabbi Shmuel. So only mitzad minig. But then, v'yeishem rim shemidino osa, v'lochen ilokobi. So he says, da'anan bosa b'nei bovel kviren. So in other words, so the shita of Rashi is that since the b'nei bovel paskut like Rabbi Shmuel, so memele, that means the Chachmei Bovel passed like Rabbi Shmuel. So maybe Mitzad Adin we passed like Rabbi Shmuel. So it's not just a question of minig. According to the Mechaber, so we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass definitely like Rabbi Akiva. But there happens to be a minig, so it's also Mitzad minig. But Rashi Shite is that since the Bnei Bovel were Machmiya, that means they passed like Rabbi Shmuel. Either they passed like Rabbi Shmuel or they had a Sofik, so they were Cheshish for Rabbi Shmuel Shite. So Mimele Misaradin, it's not an Indian of Minek, according to Rashi. And there are more Paschals like Rashi. That's in regard to the Chil of Akiva. Now, I asked you to go over the Mordechai, and Ago is mining. So he mentions the Machlekes Rabbi Ephraim and Rabbi Yeya. Because on the Keres, so there are two portions, an upper portion of Chilev and the lower portion. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, when Rabbi Akiva says, Machilev Amchazes Akerev Teisi, Krum, Viniklav, so he has reference to two things. Machilev Amchazes Akerev Teisi, Krum, Viniklav, Avko, Teisi, Krum, Teisi, that is reference to the upper portion. So that's in the form of an even layer. And then the lower portion is not in the form of an even layer. But that we amar. And according to Rabbi Yehiel, so it has referenced one thing. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehiel, so it's muter to eat the lower portion of chilev and the keres. That is dovuk, the keres mamish. Because you have the lower portion, that is mamish dovuk, to the keres mamish, the woman of the baby. And then you have a krum, and then on top of that krum you have chilev, and then on top of that chilev, you have another krum. So the upper portion, that's certainly awesome. That's certainly awesome, there is chores. But the lower portion is not in the form of an even layer. The upper portion is, the lower not. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, even though it's not in the form of an even layer, it's still awesome. It's still awesome. And according to Rabbi Yehiel, it's mutar. So now, the Mechaber discusses this thing in Simen Samed Aleph Tziftes. Chilek adovuk likeres, there's the lower portion. Shetachas ha-priso. Beneath the priso, that's the upper portion of chilek. Also, in other words, that's the shite of Rabbi Ephraim, not like Rabbi Yehiel. And the Rambam shite is also like Rabbi Ephraim. V'chein, the Rambam says, v'chein ha-minek b'chol mokim. V'chein ha-minek b'chol mokim. In other words, this is the minek in every place, milvad b'nei reines. The Jews in Bnei Reines, so they are not cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Ephraim. And they pass like Rabbi Yehiel. Sheneagin b'mikzo seyeta. Ve'imeichin b'yodom shekvor heir lehem zot. Who is the zotin? That's Rabbi Yehiel. Uvichol mokim sheneagin b'yiseh dinei kisho chilev livat le'bishish. So in any place where aneig yiseh, not Bnei Reines. So then it's like every other chilev livat le'bishishim. Aval einei schin kelim shel bnei reines. Hoyu v'nei agibihet. So I mean, this is a very important halacha that Ramo mentions. It's negay another shaylus also. Let's say many Jews don't observe lat kosher, and some Jews observe lat kosher. I mean, other things too. So the question is, can you eat? Let's say someone who observes lat kosher, can he eat in the house of a person who doesn't observe lat kosher? What's the halacha? So it's the same question. In other words, here the chilev adovuk likeres etachas apriso, and it's a shaila of a nisa deraisa, a nisa deraisa and nisa kores too, because according to Rabbi Nefraim there is a chilev kores, according to Rabbi Yehiel you're allowed to eat it. It's not tasif kum v'niklav. So memele you're allowed to eat it. So bnei raimis they want to eat that because Rabbi Yehiel passed on them. That's all. So uvichom walking near gebeisa. So it didn't kishachil vatim b'shishim. Aval in eisrim kelim shel bnei raimes hoyu v'nei agibeheta. So he says the shach says two things. Oh, now two kules we have, and the same kules would apply to glat kosher. Those who observe glat kosher, if they happen to eat in a house that where plat kosher is not observed. So what should they do? So of course they're not allowed to eat not plat kosher meat. You cannot say, well, I can't embarrass them. Never mind, you can't embarrass them. They're not Zoya. So that's their problem. But if you are Zoya, so you cannot compromise. But still, there are certain kules. So the Taz says, Kisho chilev levat lebisamach, mikol mokim nira li, shinem ribe ichtich ha'atzon asa nevele, lahatzrich shishin neged kol achtiche, sheze achilev dovuk bein. אם ביעץ משישים, מאחר שרוב הפוסקים סביר לי להמרין אותי חצו לסנבירי, אלו בוסה בכל אוף, כרב נפריים, and even the rishenim who say, true, there are more paskins that we do say, חתיך חצו לסנבירי, שאול יסורים, like the Ran, but the Ran himself says, we discussed it so many times, it's only in the Rabbonon, where is it, with Raisi, like בוסה בכל אוף, it's in the Raisi, but by שאול יסורים, the הלוך of חתיך חצו לסנבירי, is only in the Rabbonon, so ממילא the Taz says, in regard, let's say, so the חילב, הדובוק לקרש, תחס הפריסו, so if, let's say, you eat in a home who are not Zoya, so, of course, so you cannot eat it. You cannot eat that chilev. And you require shishin gegen that chilev. But if, let's say, something that is not the chilev shetachas apriso, so would be nisari, if we thought it would be belaya, let's say, something else, idova heter, boso mamish, regular boso, would absorb a chatiches boso of 9 gzeisim, would absorb 1 kazayis of the chilef hadovuk lekeres. And then, so altogether, it would have a quantity of 10 gzeisim. Then, this 10 gzeisim, chatiche, would be nisari, would be cooked in another pot with other basar. So we wouldn't need 60 times 10 gzeisim, we'd only need 60 times the 1 kazayis. Even though, yichtich atunas is nevele, and since previously, it already became moser, because 1 kazayis of the chilev adoruk lekeres etachas apriso gave it tam in 9 gzeisim basar, but since there is no halach, and even though we pass like that of the sheni, but that is only the rabbonon. So mele, when you eat in somebody else's house, you don't require shishim neged the whole chatir. We don't have to be chishish for the halach of tich atzvah as mele in such a case. This is one kula that passes. Then the shach says other things. Zel ishona b'siyosef b'shem sefer agudim. Neagim lesser, uvisho kiles neagim lahate. Omnom elu in noim mikalim shalelu, umibishalayim, achakeres in echli, bibayim likalesa. In other words, you're not allowed to eat, let's say, if in the house, something that was cooked with the chilek adobe klikares. Chilek adobe klikares. But if, let's say, you eat something in a house that is made killing the chilek adobe klikares. And if they cook, let's say, other things in the same kale, in which they cook the chilev adam mekeres, you're allowed to eat it. Why? So it's on the basis of stam kelim and yemon. So it's not only stam kelim of goyim is in yemon. We had it. I mean, even stam kelim of Jews is in yemon. So nemeles, since it's only a meaning of nisim tam livgam, and since you eat in a house who don't observe, so you don't have to. Now that means that if you eat in a house, let's say in the zman, I mean before Pesach in winter, when there is a problem with chodosh, so if you eat in the house where they don't observe chodosh, it's a chodosh, so you're not allowed to eat chodosh, and you're not allowed to eat chodosh, but you're allowed to eat something that was cooked in the same pot in which the balas habayis cooked, let's say a day before cereal, that is chodosh, as long as it's not a behavior. So these are the laws. So for next time, so you should go over the Gemara. Up to, up to the end of Nunale from a base. Now, the Gemara, Tanya Rashim. רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, נימאי שניפו ולחם סיסמס אנקשיון. I just want to go over the שיטס הראשונים on the union of חלב. Now, one basic מחלקס is the מחלקס between רב ניאל and רב נפריים. And the שולחן ערוך, the מחבר and רמו, they both passed like רב נפריים. Now, on the קרס, so there are two layers of fat. One layer is the lower portion, the lower layer, that is dovuk to the keres. Dovuk to the keres. And then there is a krum, a membrane. And then on top of that membrane, there is the upper layer of fat. That's the priso, that's called the priso, that is spread out on top of the layer. And on top of the upper portion of fat, there is another krum. There's another krum. So Rabbi Niel says that what comes within the Isar of Chelev, what comes within the Isar of Chelev, only the upper portion of fat, which is called priso, that is spread out on the layer, on the lower layer, and I'm sorry, on the lower membrane. And so that, the upper portion of fat, the priso, comes within the Isar of Chelev. But the lower portion of fat, that is dovuk to the keres itself, that is not osa. That's Rabbi Yehiya. And Rabbi Ephraim says that both are osa. Now, it is interesting to see a difference in Rashi's explanation and in the Tos explanation. Now, according to the Bach and the Taz, there is no machlekes. Now, Rashi, Dafim Tesom and Beis, when he explains Chum v'niklaf, Reb Yishmoel Eimer, Machilev Amchases HaKerev, Krum V'Niklav, Afkol Krum V'Niklav. Krum V'Niklav, Krum Dak Yeisholov, V'Niklav HaKrum Me'al HaChilev, Sheim Yodug Beikol Kach. So in other words, so Rashi in explaining Reb Yishmoel, so Machilev Amchases HaKerev, the fat that is on top of the keres, the woman, so it has a krum and it's nikla. So now, actually, you have one layer of fat that adheres, that clings to the keres, without a membrane intervening between the keres and the lower portion of fat. But the lower portion of fat, the lower layer portion of fat, it clings to the keres without a membrane intervening. Then, on top of the lower portion of fat, there is a krum. And on top of that krum, there is the upper portion of fat, which is called priso. It's spread out, like a simen. And on top of that priso, there is another krum. So when Rashi explains Rabbi Yishmoel, Rashi says, Ma, chilev amchases hakerev, krum v'niklav, v'hayne chilev, I'm sorry, krum, dak yesholov, there is a very thin membrane on top of the priso. V'niklam hakrum, v'niklav hakrum me'al achilev, she'inu oduk b'kolkach. So in other words, let's say if this is the upper portion, and then there is a krum on top of it. So that krum is not oduk in the upper portion of the fat. It's not oduk, it's not impregnated into in the upper portion of the fat. But it's readily peelable. You can remove the upper membrane because you have to visualize that there are two membranes. First, you have the lower layer of fat that clings to the keres. Then you have a membrane. Then you have an upper layer of fat that is spread out on the membrane. And then on top of that, you have another membrane. So when Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel, ma chile v'amchasa kerev krum v'nikla. So in other words, this upper portion of fat has a krum on top of it, and it's readily peelable. Is sheini oduk bekolkach? What would be oduk? Oduk could be if it would be so impregnated. This membrane would be so impregnated into the upper portion of fat that it would not be easy to peel off the membrane on top. So this is how Rashi explains krum v'nikla. Now let's see how the Torah explains. And the Bach and the Taz, they point out to the apparent stirah between Rashi's pshat of krum v'nikla and the Torah's pshat of krum v'nikla. Now the Torah in Simen Samad Daled, so he says, in Simen Samad Daled, the last line. Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Izeu Chelev. Now we pass this like Rabbi Akiva. Kol shu teisef krum v'nikla. Perush shu porus al akrum b'inyen shechashem nikla af akrum. Shu porus al akrum b'inyen shechashem nikla Alakrum should be in Shechashiniklav when the priest, the upper portion of fat, that's the priest. So when that is peeled off, the membrane is Niklafime, which porus alakrum. So when he says porus alakrum, which krum does he mean? The lower krum, because the upper krum is not porus. The chilev is not porus on it. On the contrary, the upper krum is porous on the chilev. But he says that the chilev is teisev krum v'niklav perush shehu porous ala krum. So in other words, that the krum is at the bottom, not at the top. And the chilev that is also is on top. So he is referring to the lower krum. So when Rashi explains krum v'niklav, so he's referring to the upper krum, the krum that is on top of the pisum. When the tour refers to a krum, he refers to the lower krum, the krum that is below the pisum. And then something else. When Rashi says, krum v'niklav krum daki isholov, v'niklav hakrum me'alachilev she'inid odik be'kol kach. In other words, so what does krum v'niklav mean? Krum v'niklav means that the upper krum, the upper membrane, so is not impregnated into the prison, into the upper portion of fat. But it is readily peelable. You can remove the upper membrane, you can peel off the upper membrane from the upper portion of the fat. But the tool says, shupos hakrum, b'inyan shechashin niklaf, hakrum. So in other words, on the contrary, so that means that it's impregnated into the krum, that the upper portion of the fat is impregnated into the krum, and you can't simply remove the upper portion without peeling off part of the krum. No, that you cannot do. So it's just the reverse of what Rashi says. Rashi says, Konveni Club means that it's readily peelable. It's not impregnated. And he says, so first of all, he talks of the lower krum, or the lower krum, and then he says, being and the upper portion of fat is so spread out on the lower krum, on the lower membrane, that it's impossible that to remove the upper portion of fat without taking with it the lower krum. Now, so there is no machlekes in the mitzias, because Rashi, when he says that the krum is readily peelable from the upper portion of fat, he has reference to the upper krum. That when the Torah says that it's impregnated one in the other, and you can't remove the krum without taking with it a part of the, you can't remove the upper portion of the fat without taking with it the krum, so he's referring to the lower krum. So maybe there is no machlekes in the mitzvahs. But we see that there are 2 points of difference between Rashi's explanation of krum v'niklav and the Torah's. According to Rashi, so the krum v'niklav has reference to the upper membrane, has reference to the upper membrane, and according to the Torah, it has reference to the lower membrane. According to Rashi, niklav means it's readily peelable, it's not impregnated. The upper membrane is not impregnated into the upper portion of the fat, and according to the Torah, it means niklav, that if you want to be kaleiv the krum, you have to be kaleiv the lower membrane with it. So there is no machlekes in mitzias, but we see a difference in the pshat. So the Bach and the Taz raise that question, and the priest assumed that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Torah. But the Bach and the Taz, they both point out there is no machlekes, except that whatever Rashi says has reference to Rabbi Shmuel's memory, and what the Torah says has reference to Rabbi Akiva's memory. Now, as far as the Metzias is concerned, so the Keres, so let's say, suppose this is the Keres. So then you have the lower portion of fat that clings to the keres, and then you have the lower membrane that is on top of the lower portion, and then you have the upper portion, and then you have the upper membrane. That's the mitzias. And why should we inject the machlekes in regard to the mitzias? From Rashi we see that this membrane, the upper membrane, is not impregnated into the upper portion. And from the Torah's pshat we see that this membrane is impregnated into the upper portion. In other words, you can't peel off readily, you see, this remove, detach this upper portion without carrying with it the part of the lower membrane. In other words, it's impregnated. The lower membrane is impregnated into the upper portion, but the upper membrane is not impregnated into the upper portion. There's a mitzias. So we don't have to introduce a machlekes and mitzias between Rashi and the Torah. But Rashi, in explaining Rabbi Shmuel, this is what the Bach and the Taz say. When Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel, so he darshens Rabbi Shmuel. Es achile vasher akere. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Machile vam chase es akere. So that means krum v'nikla. So that means the upper membrane. And the upper membrane is readily peelable, removable from the upper portion of fat. That's Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah is not explaining Rabbi Shmuel. He's explaining Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva darshan? Rabbi Akiva darshans. Machile vam chase es akere. Teisif krum v'nikla. I've called Tesef Konveni Klav. And Tesef means impregnated. That's the... The upper portion of fat from the lower membrane, So you can't readily remove one from the other, because the lower membrane is impregnated into the upper portion of fat. So Avkol Teisiv Komunika. Now this is what the Bach says, and the Taz is more explicit. The Simen Samadalet. And Siv Dalet, the Simen Samadalet, is the Abchaba says in Siv Dalet, in Zeo Chilev, Kol Shu Teisif Kum Vinikla, Vilishe, Vishalo Yehei Bosochei Fez, Vishalo Yehei Bosochei Fez. So that's Chilev. So the Taz in Siv Kotten Hei, Teisif Kum, Bigmore Yise, Tanya, Eskol Achilev Amchaz Zakerev, Ma Achilev Amchaz Zakerev Kum Vinikla, Vavkol Kum Vinikla. Pio Sherashe, Kum Dak Shei Shalom, the upper membrane. ונקלה וקרום על גבי החילף שאינו לא דו, קצפת מפרגנטת כל כך. ומר בחילף של גבי הקיבו וכל שן של דקי. חבקי ואיניה, מה החילף? המחסה הקרף, תייסף חום במקבר, אף כל. פיר שרשי, תייסף הוא סימלו. וכסים לו הוא פורוס על הקרף. וכן על הדקים ראשון. אבל חילף הקיבו אין תייסף. אלו חתיכס תיכס. והוא עוד, בשביל הדקים ראשון לא להם מרקנטי כשמת. מפריס נסי, מי שמאכיל בעצלו, ולאף תייסף הוא אלו דומה. ובתור כוסף, תייסף קרום וניקלף פירו שהוא פורוס על הקרום, בעניין שכשנפרק, הקרום ניקלף הנה, שכשנקלף, הקרום ניקלף הנה. ונוס הנצים, אין שלא יבוס אחרי תייסף, והוא מבדם כנגמרי. ויש מקשמל התור, לא מפיריש מה שאומרו קרום וניקלף לקרום שתחס החלב, או פיר שרש על הקרום שעל החלב. ונראה דוי קושי בידי, דירה שפירש כנגיב רבי שמואל, אבל דיו רבי עקיבא על קורו חינקי. די תאימה לקרום וניקלה של רבי עקיבא, הלדמקין כרבי שמואל, אלו שני סיב תייסב, הוי אולי רבי עקיבא לאימא, תייסב וקרום ניקלה. אלו על קורו חוך, דיחודי, דעתי ספרו שיש אבקולי על הקרום שתחתו. וזה כבון אסרשי, שכוס הפורוס על הקרן, דהיינה שהקרום עם החילף שאולו פורוס על הקרן. וגמר רחום מזל, וזה בא, כוס על דיו רעתו על דר זה, די רבי עקיבא, די לא יקרב משמואל מטעם אחר, ובפרי שהרו בזה בכל. So there is no machlekes. So go the Bach and the Tassel, that there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Tur, except that Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel's memre, and the Tur explains Rabbi Akiva's memre. All right, that's one thing. Now, then the other thing is the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nefrai. And we pass like Rabbi Nefrai, except that Anshirayim, so they are made here like Rabbi Yehiel, like Rabbi Yehiel. But like this, we pass like a Nefra. Now, as here, this is the Mitzias. So in other words, you have the lower portion of fat that clings to the keres, then you have the lower membrane on top of it, then you have an upper portion of fat on top of the lower membrane, then you have the upper membrane. So this, the upper portion of fat is certainly also, and there is a few of course. How about this, the lower portion of fat that clings to the keres, is it osir or not? So Rabbi Yehiel says it's muta. You're allowed to eat it lechatchil. And Rabbi Ephraim says you're not allowed, and you're chayv kores if you eat. If you're chayv kores, now so Rabbi Ephraim, so the Mordechai empirical treifes mentions the machlekes Rabbi Yehiel Rabbi Ephraim. So Rabbi Ephraim, he says that Rabbi Chaim says that when the Gemara, then Rabbi Akiva says, Machile v'amchases akeret, teisif krum v'niklav, af kol teisif krum v'niklav. So the pshat is like this. It's not one thing, but it's separate things. Machile v'amchases akeret, because when the Torah says, es achile v'amchases akeret, so the Torah has reference primarily to the chilev that is on top of the woman, the first stomach. So the woman, the keres. So Rabbi Ephraim, according to Rabbi Ephraim, Rabbi Akiva says as follows: Ma chilev amchasas akeret, the chilev that is mechasi the woman, the first. So number one, teisev. There is there is there is an upper portion of fat that is stay safe. That is stay safe. In other words, it's impregnated into the lower membrane. And then there is a krum, that's the lower membrane, and the nikla. And then there is a lower portion of fat that can be removed, is easily removable from the lower membrane. So in other words, you see, the upper portion of fat is impregnated into the lower membrane, but the lower membrane is not impregnated into the lower portion of fat. So you cannot remove the upper portion of fat easily from the lower membrane, but you can separate the lower membrane from the lower portion of fat. So in other words, we have three things in that fat that covers the carrot, the rumen. One is teisei, machir lam chasa kerev teisei, that's the upper portion of fat, and that is teisei, that is impregnated into the lower membrane. And then we have a krum, beneath that we have a krum, and then beneath that krum we have a lower layer of fat that is readily peelable, removable from the lower membrane, nikla. We have three things. So in other words, so wherever you have that kind of chilev, so that it has all the three items, tasei on top, and then a krum in the middle, and then below the krum, you have a niklaf, another layer of fat, so it comes within the isra of chilev. Oh. So the grow in Simen Samadalet, Siftes, Chilev Hadoruk, now we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambo, paskin like Rabbi Ephraim. So, in Simen Samadalet Siftes, the Mechaba says, Chilev Hadoruk Likeres, Shetachas Apris Oser, Oser, Vichin Aminek Bechol Mokei, Milvad Nirainis, Sheneyagim Bikzosei, Heter, that means the lower portion of head, Vimechim Yodom, Shekvor Herlem Zokim, that's Rabbi Yeir. Oh. Vichol Mokim Sheneyagim Bikzosei, Dinek Isho Chilev, Levat Rebi Shishi. So the Kor, Oysir Gimel says, Chilev Adavuk, Shechim Pirish, Machilev Amchasis Akerev Teisev, Kum Vinikulav, Rot Leima, Shekol Eilu HaGimel Chalovim Shom. There are three Chalovim items on the Keres. One is Teisev, Hu Amichse, that's the upper portion of fat, the Haina Apriso. Krum, and then there is a membrane, but that krum, the lower membrane, is itself as a din of chilev. You see, the upper membrane that is on top of the upper portion of fat does not have a din of chilev. You see, does not have a din of chilev. It's also din, but there is no chilev, of course. But the lower membrane itself has a din of chilev. So there are three chalovim. The Kor says, teisev, that's the upper portion, who are michse, the haina apriso, then the second item of chilev, krum, who shetachas apriso. And then the third item of chilev is viniklav, who are chilev, who chilev hadovuk, shetachas akrum, afkol, sheyesh ben gimul chalovim. So, in other words, why is the lower portion of fat, which according to Rabbi Ephraim comes within the Isar of Chilev, why is it designated by the term Niklav? It has reference to the lower layer of fat that it clings to the keres. The answer is because this lower layer of fat that clings to the keres is readily peelable, removable from the membrane that's on top of it. But the upper portion layer of fat that is on top of this lower membrane is not readily removable from the lower membrane. You see. So we have three items of chilev that are also. One is stay safe, where mirsed an apriso, and then we have beneath that the krum, shetachas apriso, and then beneath that we have the niklev. Who chilev adoguk shetachas akrum. All right, that's Rabbi Ephraim Shita, and we pass on that. Now, so, the Shailim point out that the Rashi is a Rambam is like Rabbi Ephraim. It's mashma. Because when the Rambam mentions in Perzayim, the Macholes Asures, the Yisar of Chilev, so he says, all the Chilev that is on top of the Keres is Osa. Had the Shita been like Rabbi Yael, so he should spell out only the upper portion, the priest of it. Is comes with the list of chilev, but not the lower portion of it. And he says all the chilev that is on top of the keres. So in other words, that means that the Shittas Rambam is like Rav Ephraim. But from Rashi, so as a matter of fact, that Agoi Soshre says that Rashi Shitta is like Rav Yehiel, not like Rav Ephraim. And there is a raya from the Roshon of Rashi, not here, from here. There is no Rayim Muchachas. But from the Rashi Daf Tzadik Gimel in Chum, there is a deal that Rashi Shitta is like Rabbi Yehiel, not like Rabbi Ephraim. Because according Rabbi Ephraim says, first of all, Rabbi Ephraim says that in the Pshat, in the member of Rabbi Akiva, Ma Chilev Amchases HaKerem, Teisei, so you have Teisei, the upper portion, and then believe that you have the Krum, and believe that you have a lower portion of it. Nikla. That's one thing that Rabbi Ephraim says. And then Rabbi Ephraim explaining the psukim in Vayikra. והקריב מזבח השלומים איש אל אדישם חל ביועל יוסמימו והוא מסו עוצה יסרנו ושחי לב המחסה סקרב ואיס כל החילב אשר על הקרב. So Rabbi Ephraim says ושחי לב המחסה סקרב, that's the upper portion of it, ואיס כל החילב אשר על הקרב. When the Torah says ואיס כל החילב אשר על הקרב, that means the lower portion of the fat. Now, actually, so there is a big chiddush. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, in order to come within the Isar of Chelev, it must be tasted. It must be tasted. What does tasted mean? It's impregnated. It's not readily pillable. It's not readily pillable, removable. So Bishlei made the upper portion of fat. So he's tasted. But the lower portion of fat, so is readily removable from the membrane that is on top of it. That is on top of it. So why should it be osa? So Mahay Taimer Rabbi Yehiel says it's not osa. Only the upper portion. Only the upper portion of fat. Because the upper portion of fat is tasei. That's impregnated into the membrane. In the lower membrane. Mashe'inkin, the lower portion, is not tasei. It's not tasei. It's nikla. It's nikla. So this is what Rabbi Yehiel says. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, that the lower portion of fat is also comes within the Isar of Chilev. But how does it conform to this Gzeiras HaKosu? Af kol teisev krum v'nikla vites to be teisei? The answer is, this is Gzeiras HaKosu. This is Gzeiras HaKosu, Rabbi Ephraim says. V'esachilev ha-mechases ha-kerev, the upper portion, v'eskol ha-chilev, v'esachilev ha-mechases ha-kerev, which is tasey, v'eskol ha-chilev asher ha-kerev, even though it's not tasey, still, it is osa. But, he says, if it's not tasey, if it's not osa, the answer is, since on top of it, it is tasey, so even the lower layer also comes within this ha-chilev. Ma-she-in-kein, the chilev shall gab ha-kevo, and the fourth stomach, the chilev, so there you don't have on top of it, a layer of fat that is tasei. So maybe it's mutter. In other words, what comes within this of chilev, that which is itself tasei, or that kind of fat that on top of it, it has a layer that is tasei. So the lower portion of fat that clings to the keres, even though that layer on itself is not tasty, that layer is readily removable from the membrane. from the membrane, it's not easy to the membrane. It's not impregnated in the membrane. But on top of it, there is a layer of fat that is easy. So mele, that also comes within the isya. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Vesachile vamchase esakerev. There's the low, the upper portion of fat. Veiskolachile vashalakerev. Even though it's not easy, it also comes within the isya of chile. Why? Because on top of it, there is a portion of fat that is tasty. Mashainke, chilev, shall gabi akibo. So there you don't have on top of that chilev that is al gabi akibo a layer that is tasty. So maybe it doesn't come within this offering. This is how Rabbi Ephraim explains. This is how Rabbi Ephraim explains the posik. Now, so the Hashulchan, now, the Hashulchan says that the raye. The deal that Rashi Shite is like Rabbeinu Yael, not like Ephraim, is from Daf Tzadigimul. Because Daf Tzadigimul, when the Gemara says Daf Tzadigimul, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Shmuel, Chilev Shal Hemses, or Beisakeis is Asoy, Vaneish Kores, Vizel Chilev Shal Akar. In other words, not only the Chilev, the fat that is on top of the first stomach of the Behemoth, the woman, but even the hemses, that's the third stomach, and the bisakesis, the second stomach, is also osya. And he's chayv kores. Hemses and bisakesis. Bisayf hakeret. Ve'lo yizehu ik yachil v'amchases hakeret. Shekerim tilo. Shehu teisei. Chrum v'nikla. Avo eisei chile. Hamechase. Es hakeret. Dobuk lechile. Shal hameses and bisakesis. So when he says, when he talks of the chile that covers the keres, it's called in old French tilo, he says. So shu teisev krum v'nikla. So he says now tilo, that is the michse that is spread out, the upper portion, and he mentions the whole yalfuse teisev krum v'nikla. According to Rabbi Ephraim, so the mirse is only tasting. And then krum is the membrane beneath that, and niklav is the lower portion beneath that. And he mentions tasting krum v'niklav ligabe the mirse. So it's a raya, so the Hashulchan says. So it's a raya that Rashi agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yehiel. Now it's according to Rabbi Yehiel, so it's one thing. You see, according to Rabbi Ephraim, tasting is one item, krum is an item, is another item, and niklaf is a third item. And all the three items come within the Isar of Chilev, and there is kores. But according to Rabbi Yehiel, so it has reference only to the upper portion of fat. That comes within the Isar of Chilev. So when he say teisev krum v'niklaf, it's not expressive of three. It doesn't have reference to three different items of Chilev. But this mirso, the upper portion of Chilev, is toisev krum v'niklav. In other words, when it is impregnated in the krum, and when you try to remove to peel off the krum from the membrane, from the lower membrane, you have to be kalev the membrane too. It's one thing. This is the pshat of Rabbi Yehiel. As a matter of fact, from the tour it's mashma that he agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yehiel, because this is the tour's pshat in Teisev krum v'nikla. The tour doesn't explain it the way Rabbi Ephraim does. Teisev one item, krum a second item, nikla a third item. But he explains the features, the characteristic of the upper portion of fat, that it's Teisev krum, it is so impregnated into the lower membrane on top of which this upper portion of fat is spread out, that it's niklav. When you want to remove the upper portion of fat, to separate it from the lower membrane, you can't, because it's impregnated into the membrane. So that's the pshat according to Rabbi Yehiel. That's not the pshat according to Rabbi Ephraim. So it seems that both the Tur and Rashi, this is what they say, both the Tur and Rashi agree with Rabbi Yehiel. But the Rambam, when the Rambam mentions the Isa of Chilev in the Zayin of the Machlas Asores, in Perek Zayin of Machol HaSuras Halacha Hei, Shleisha Chlovim Hei, Shechayov Malim Kores, Chilev Shal HaKerev, Vishal Shtei Akloyes, Vishal Aksol. In other words, so there are three areas of Chilev. One is the Chilev that is on the Kerev, and the Kerev means on the Keres, and also the Keres is the first stomach, and also the Chilev on the Hemses, there's the third, and the Bisakis is the second stomach. Vishal Shtei Akloyes, the Chilev that is on top of the kidneys, like Solim on the loins. So he says, now, if the Shitas Rambam had been like Rabbi Yael, so then he should spell it out that not all the Chilev that is on top of the Keres is Osea. Only the upper portion, the lower portion, not. And he doesn't say anything. So it's a Raya that the Shitas Rambam is like Rabbi Nefrai. He's like Rabbi Nefrai. Alright. Now, in this Gemara, so we had two Rishayis. Tapnuna Medal. So the Gemara says, in regard to the Machlekes between Bnei Bovel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Machlekes between Bnei Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were making in the Chilev Shal HaKeva. And the Bnei Bovel were Machlekes. Now, in the Chilev Shal HaKeva, so we have two circles. The outer circle, the greater curvature, and that's the keshes, in the form of the keshes. In the outer curvature, in the form of the keshes, chot yigul, and then inside, that's the yisero, the yeser. So, there are two mishenes in the Gemara. The akshes, the fat, that is in the greater curvature of the kevo, in the keshes, so even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael admit that it's osir. Keep ligadaiser. The machlek is between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Bovel as to whether in the chilet the fat and the kevo is muter or osir is in respect to the lesser curvature, in the inner ego. So Bnei Eretz Yisrael say that it is muter, and the Bnei B'chutz Bovel say it's awesome. In other words, so what's the pshat? So, because the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they pass like Rabbi Akiva. So, mele, it has to be tasted. And the Chilev, that is in the Yeser, in this lesser curvature, is not tasted. So, mele, it's in the form of lumps, but it's not tasted. So mele it's muter, but the Bnei Bovel they are machmir like Rabbi Shmuel, so it doesn't have to be tasted. So mele even the chilev of the yeser of the lesser curvature, so it is also. Then the Gemara has another lashon. Ike d'amre da'isere kol alma lepliga d'shon. Now the Rashbo says that in many svarim we are not even geres d'ike d'amre. And apparently the Rambam wasn't Geres Iked Amre, because the Rambam paskens like the first Loshen, so Bishleime, the other Rishayim, they pasken like the first Loshen, because they don't say that there is a general rule that whenever there are two Rishayim, we have to pasken like Rishne Pasche. So Mele, whenever they hold, let's say Rashi, he holds that whenever there are two Rishayim in the Gemara, so you need a Raise, we pasken the Chumre. If the Chumre is like the first Loshen, we pass like the first Loshen. If the Chumre is like the second Loshen, we pass like the second Loshen. So here, the first Loshen is the Chumre, so Mele passes like the first Loshen. But the Rambam and the Rif, they have the Shite, that the Aloch is always like the second Loshen. Being in the Raise, being in the Rabbanon, whether it's the Chumre or the Kule. So here he passes like the first Loshen. That the Akshis Ekulam, the Pligid Oser. And where is it Muter? Only the Iser and the Yeser, in the lesser curvature. So the Rashba mentions that many Svorim are not even Geres Ikedamre. But Rashi is Geres Ikedamre. So the Ikedamre, the Aisere Kulalma Lepliga, the Shon, keep Liga the Akshis. So Rashi explains that the Aisere Kulalma Lepliga, the Shon, is because the second Loshen says that both, whereas according to the first Loshen, so the Machlekes between the Eretz Yisrael and the Bovel is on the question as to whether we have to b'nei like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Shmuel, and the b'nei Bovel are machmir like Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas the b'nei Eretz Yisrael are making like Rabbi Akiva. So the second motion says that both b'nei Bovel and b'nei Eretz Yisrael pass like Rabbi Akiva, and no one is cheshesh. No one is cheshesh for Rabbi Shmuel. So igedamre da'is erekul almer pirdishon. Because the lesser curvature is certainly not in the form of a simlo that is pruso, it's not easy. So, but it's in the form of lumps, of separate pieces, in the form of lumps, not in the form of a simlo pruso. It's not easy. So memele, and since everybody paskins like Rabbi Akiva, so since it's not easy, so it's muter. Even the bibovel say amid it's muter. Keep lige, the achese, the fatty portion that is in the greater curvature of the cable, in the outer ring, in the outer circle. So, and the keshes, keep lige the achese. So Rashi explains it because Rabbi Shmuel, Bovel and Neat Yisrael, both pask like Rabbi Akiva. But the keshes on the cable, the greater curvature, the fat in the greater curvature of the cable. So, on the whole, it's in the form of a plane, not in the form of lumps. But it's not completely in the form of a similar pruso that is daisy. So, mele, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael say, even though it's almost in the form of a similar pruso and the keshes, but it's not completely in the form of a single puso, so maybe it does not come within the Yisrael Chelek. Whereas the Bnei Bovel say, since on the whole it's in the form of a single puso, in the form of a plane, so maybe it's considered easy. But both Bnei Bovel and Bnei Yisrael, so they agree with. They pass in like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rashi's pshat. But then I mentioned last time there is another pshat by Rashi. Who mentioned that pshat? So it's mashma from the Ritva and Chul that he from the Ritva and Chul. It's mashma that according to the Igedamre, so the Eisrei Kol Alma Lipliga doesn't mean the Eisrei Kol Alma Lipliga Dishore. So keep Liga the Akshese. So in other words, that even Rabbi Shmuel, so agrees that Aisere is muta. Even Rabbi Shmuel is agrees that the fat that is in the lesser curvature of the cable, so is muta. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that it's also only in regard to the fat that is in the keshes, in the greater curvature? Now, how does the Ritva explain this Gemara? Now, actually, in that Gemara, there is a certain difficulty. Now, let's go over the Gemara again. The Daf Mem Tes on the base. The Tanya is called Achilev Asher Akerev. Lohovi Achilev Shal Gabi Adaki. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Imer Lohovi Achilev Shal Gabi Akiva. The Gemara is Meifichet. So in other words, lehov yichilev shel gabedak in divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel leimeya lehov yichilev shel gabakiv. V'reminu es achilev asher akerev, Rabbi Shmuel ves kol achilev asher akerev, Rabbi Shmuel leima machilev amchases akerev krum v'niklav af kol krum v'niklav, Rabbi Akiva leimeya machilev amchases akerev teisiv krum v'niklav af kol teisiv krum v'niklav. So the Gemara says infakamais, but the question is this. So all right, so there is no stira because we reverse the roles in the first price. So Rabbi Akiva is the one who says lehovi that kol is marbe lehovi achilev shal gabedakin, and Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that kol is marbe achilev shal gabakin. But there seems to be a stira in the second price. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva apply a hekesh. They apply a hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel aimer, since the Torah says Chilev amchases akerev, ma chilev amchases akerev, krum v'niklav av kol krum v'niklav. So mimele, chilev shal gabi akevo is krum v'niklav, conforms to this characteristic of krum v'niklav. So how do we know that, how does Rabbi Shmuel, according to the second price, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that Chilev Shal Gabi Akei Boizosa? Because of the Alfuse, Eskola Chilev Ashal Akerev. So, Ma Chilev Amchazes Akerev Kuminiklav, Avko Kuminiklav. So, and Chilev Shal Gabi Akei Bo is Kuminiklav. So that's the Mokeh for this Aloche, that Chilev Shal Gabi Akei Bo. The Chilev Shal Gabi Akei Bo is Osa. Then according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Alfuse, Ma Chilev Amchazes Akerev, Teisit Kuminiklav. Of course, it's from the Nikla. So it's Marbe what? Chilev Shal Gabi Adaki. Not, but it's Meitzi, Chilev Shal Gabi Akeinu. So from the second vice, it appears that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva learned out from Hekesh. Ma Chilev, Ham Chasev, Es Akerev Kom Nikla, Avkol Kom Nikla. So mainly it's Marbe, this Yalfuse is Marbe, Chilev Shal Gabi Akeinu. And according to Rabbi Akiva, so this Yafuse of Machil Lamchasa Zakere, Tesif Kuminiklav, Avkol Tesif Kuminiklav, is Marbe, Chilev Shal Gabi Daki. But in the first vice, it appears that both Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Akiva, they are Marbe. One is Marbe, Chilev Shal Gabi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Akiva is Marbe, Chilev Shal Gabi Daki. So, but they are both Marbe, they deduce it from the Kol Chilev. So it's a stire. So, the Rambam and the Rashba, the Ritvo, they all ask that question. I mean, there seems to be a stira. From the first Brisa, it appears that we deduce it from Kol Chilev, or as Rashi in here he says, from the Vov Yeseire, Ve'yes Kol Chilev. All right, whatever. So, and from the second Brisa, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva apply a different Yalfus. So, the Ritvo says as follows. That actually we learn it out, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva learn it out from the ribu of Kol Chilev. It's Kol Chilev. Ves Kol Chilev Asher Akerev. So we learn it out from Kol Chilev. So Rabbi Shmuel is Marbe. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Chilev is Marbe Chilev Shal Gabi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Kol Chilev is Marbe Chilev Shal Gabi Akiva, but is Meitzi Chilev Shal Gabi Akiva. Oh, what? So why does the Gemara, why does the second price say Rabbi Shmuel Eimer Machilev Amchases Akerev Krum V'Niklav Av Kol Krum V'Niklav? So he says as follows. Actually, the posik, this posik, deals directly with Posik Tes. So Vesachil Lamchas is Akerev Skolachil Vashar Akerev. So it deals directly with the Chilev that's Akerev. That means the stomach of the Behim. The stomach of the Behim. And the Keres. So no other Chilev is mentioned explicitly here. The Torah only speaks of Kolakar. Now, so any other chilev, even if it conforms 100% to all the characteristics of the chilev that is on the keres, if not for a special ribu, should not come within the Isra of chilev. Because when the Torah talks keres, what does it mean? It's a chilev amchases akeres. It's called a chilev asher akeres. What does keres mean? The stomach of the behem. That's keres, the keres. So the mele, even Chilev Shal Gabi Adakim, that is Tesif Krum V'Niklav, Chilev Shal Gabi Adakim conforms to all the characteristics of the Chilev Ashal HaKerem. That's Tesif Krum V'Niklav. But without a special Ibu of Kol HaChilev Ashal HaKerem, so then only the Chilev that is on top of the Keres should be Osea. But any other Chilev, the Chilev that is on the Dakin should be also, because the Torah speaks here of Kerev, and Kerev means the Keres, the stomach, not the intestines. Not the intestines. So Mimele, without the special Zerzakosu that is Marbe, Veiskola Chilev, I would say, what Chilev is also? Only the Chilev Shal Gabi HaKeres. No other Chilev is also. So even the Chilev Shal Gabi HaDakin that conforms to this characteristic of Tesef Krum V'Niklav should not be Osar either. Only Chilev Shal Gabi HaKeres should be Osar. So, but we have a special ribu, of course. So the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is what is called marbe. So Rabbi Akiva says, kol is marbe, that kind of chilev that conforms exactly to the characteristics of the chilev. Of the chilev that is al gabi akeres. And what is it? Kol is marbe, that kind of fat that is tasted kol v'nikvah. What is that? Al adaki. But it's not marbe, the fat that is al gabi akeres. Because kol is not marbe, that kind of fat that does not possess all the characteristics of the fat that covers the keres. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, so, in other words, the two yalfuses have to be conceived together, have to be studied together. And one, in the second price, so Rabbi Shmuel says, what is the important characteristic of the chilev that is mechase de karev? Kuminikla, that's all. According to Rabbi Akiva, the important characteristic of the chilev that the Torah asks us explicitly, namely, the chilev that is al gabi akeres, so according to Rabbi Akiva, the important characteristic is teisev krum v'niklav. Not krum v'niklav, but teisev krum v'niklav. So Memele, Rabbi Shmuel holds, in the second price, Rabbi Shmuel says that the important characteristic of the fat that covers the keres is krum v'niklav. Rabbi Akiva holds the important characteristic, the essential feature of the chilev, that of the fat that covers the keres is teisev krum v'niklav. So Memele, each one applies his own lomdes to in the first place. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the essential feature of the chilev that covers the keres consists of krum v'niklav. So Memele, the kol chilev asher al hakerev is marbe krum v'niklav. That's kevel, even kevel. Bashein kev, Rabbi Akiva, he holds in the second place that the essential feature of the chilev that is al gabi akeres consists of teisev krum v'niklav. So mele es kol achilev asher hakerev is marbe davke dakin, because dakin conforms to this feature, characteristic of teisev krum v'niklav. But it's not marbe chilev shel gabakin. This is how the Ritva explains. Now, so that means that according to the Ritva, in final analysis, so when Rabbi Akiva is marbe chilev shel gabadakin, it's from kol, not from the yalfuse, ma chilev amchasas akerev teisev krum v'niklav. Ma chilev, this yalfuse of ma chilev amchasas akerev teisev krum v'niklav only tells us what the essential feature of the chilev shel gabakeres is. And then, since this is the essential feature, so any other chilev that covers an internal organ of the behemoth that conforms to this essential characteristic is misrabe in the zersakosuf of kolchim. But how do we know it? From the ribu of kolchim. From the ribu of kolchim. Now, according to the ritual, so the pshat in Nikedamre, the Aisere Kul Almele Pligadi Shorek, Pligadi Akashte. In other words, according to the Ikedamre, so both can agree with the Droshe of Tesef Krum v'Niklav. Even Rabbi Shmuel can agree with the Droshe of Tesef Krum v'Niklav. But why does Rabbi Shmuel Marbe Chilev Shel Gabakeivo? After all, Chilev Shel Gabakeivo is not Tesef Krum v'Niklav. The answer is because there is a special ribu of Kol Achilev Asher HaKerev. So Memele it's Marbe. So actually, this is what I say. The Gemara says, Ike de'amre de'aisere Kol Almele Pligad Ishor. Kol Almele Pligad Ishor. So Ben Rabbi Shmuel Ben Rabbi Akiva. Bein bnei bovel bnei bnei yaltz Yisroel. They are all made the fatty portion that is in the lesser curvature of the cable is muter. Why? Because even Rabbi Yishmoel is made that as far as the Yisakores of Chilev is concerned, so only that kind of Chilev that is takes it from the niklav should be osa. But there is a special ribu of kol achir v'asher akerem, so the kol is superfluous. So that's marbe. So what is it marbe? So it's marbe. It's marbe the keshes. It's marbe the keshes. And even though the keshes itself does not conform to the characteristic of tesif from the niklav, it doesn't conform to the characteristic of tesif from the niklav. But still, it's marbe. Chorus there won't be, but it will be awesome. It will be awesome. This is so. Because even Rabbi Yishmael holds, agrees that in order to come within the explicit iser of chilev, it has to be tasted from the niklav. But Rabbi Yishmael asers chilev shall gada kibo because of his special iseres akosu. Because of his special zerasakosu of kol achilev shal gada kerev, so we are marbe, so we are marbe, so we are marbe, the so we are marbe the achilev shal gada kevo, even though it's not tesef from the niklav, but we are only marbe the achilev that is on the keshes, on the in the greater curvature, but not in the lesser curvature. This appears to be the pshat of the Ritva in this Gemara. Now, the Mishnah Lemela discusses the question. Now, we pasken like Rabbi Akiva. We pasken like Rabbi Akiva. So, except because at Mishnah he says that the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Shmuel, but it's not mashma like that the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the question is, if we pasken like Rabbi Akiva, what is Rabbi Akiva marbe from kol achilev shel akered? Chilev shel gabei adakin. So is there a chiyuv kores for the chilev shel gabei adakin or not? Now let's see the Roshna Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilches Machos Asures Alochehei says as follows: Shlei Shochlovim Hei Shechayovim Aleim Koretz Chilev Shal Akerev Vishal Shtei Akloyeis Vishal Aksol. So you are Chayiv Koretz for these three areas, for these three portions of Chilev in these three areas: Chilev Al Kakerev Shtei Akloyeis Al Aksol. Then the Rambam says in Alochevov, Chilev shall hemases, this is the third stomach, this shall be sakitzes, the second stomach, who are chilev shall akerev. Who are chilev shall akerev. So in other words, that's a chilev shall akerev, so that means yachai of chores. Because the Torah mentions the chilev chores, and then the Rambam said in Alochei, Shlei shechlovim.